AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. 2 months after his death, investigators say an Illinois police lieutenant made his suicide look like a homicide. Ed Donahue with more.
Commander George Filenko says Fox Lake Police Lieutenant Charles Glinowitz took elaborate steps to try to make it look like he died in a struggle.
The investigation found Glinowitz had been stealing and laundering money from the Fox Lake Police Explorer post.
Filenko says this had been going on for 7 years, and the money was spent on a lot of things.
Travel expenses, mortgage payments, personal gym memberships, adult websites.
After Glinowitz's death, the 30-year police veteran was held up as a hero who died doing his job in a dangerous environment. I'm Ed Donahue.
Five people have been stabbed on the University of California Merced campus, two flown by helicopter to local hospitals. Police say they shot and killed the attacker. The school remains on lockdown. Democrats take a beating in off-year elections in Kentucky and Virginia, GOP taking the Kentucky governor's race in three statewide offices. Virginia Democrats spent a lot of money in their effort to take control of the state Senate. It failed. University of New Hampshire political science professor Andrew Smith says the GOP won the turnout battle.
The Republican Party currently seems to be more energized and more angry than the Democratic Party. And anger, we often dismiss that as an emotion in politics, but it is a hugely important emotion in getting people to the poll.
Elsewhere, Houston voters defeated a ballot initiative that would have established non-discrimination protections for gay and transgender people in the city. Ohio voters rejected the recreational and medicinal use of marijuana. The woman accused of deliberately crashing her car into spectators at Oklahoma State University's homecoming parade last month is charged with 4 counts of second-degree murder. Judges also ordered a psychological evaluation of Adesha Chambers. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 51. This is AP Radio News. Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen says an interest rate increase in December would be a live possibility if the economy stays on track, which she tells the House Financial Services Committee is doing just that.
I see the U.S. economy as performing well. Domestic spending has been growing at a solid pace.
At its December meeting, the Federal Reserve Board is expected to consider raising a key interest rate from a low near zero. Moody's credit rating agency has downgraded Volkswagen's debt due to the possible financial impact of the company's car emissions scandal. Moody's says in a statement that the downgrade reflects mounting risks to Volkswagen's reputation and future earnings. Following a company announcement today that they have uncovered irregularities in carbon dioxide emissions levels. Moody's also cited Monday's announcement by U.S. authorities on software used by VW. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.